Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Talking of cats.
Oh, yes, we've got Mark Wheeler here from Cats Protection, or the Isle of Wight Cat Centre. Yes.
Hello.
Or both. Hi.
Thanks
Good
for
afternoon.
Having me. Good afternoon.
How are you, Mark?
I'm very well, thank you. And I've got some very good news and always some very positive news.
Good, good.
Exciting things coming up at Cats Protection in the Marlborough Road in Ryde.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, let's look at October.
Right.
In October, 34 cats were adopted.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, which is fantastic news.
Single cats, or did they go in pairs? Or?
Some go in pairs, yep. Some go in pairs, some single cats. And the other one was, did we talk about O'Malley?
Yes, he was an older cat, wasn't he?
Older cat, which had the problem with his eyelids.
Yes.
And
yes.
He's been in, and he had operations and things, and he's been in care for a long time now. Just been reserved.
Oh, good.
Oh, excellent.
Which is fantastic. Yes. You know, absolutely.
Was he the white cat with the eyebrows?
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we found him like it, and they were turning inwards, so scratching his eyes.
Yeah.
So he had some operations, and he's all good.
Oh,
and
that's
he's
good.
Been reserved. So we're over the moon about that. Astro, unfortunately. Yeah, that's not so good, because we've talked about Astro before. I think I've talked about Astro. He's still with us, coming up for 6 months, I think, now. That's a long time, isn't it?
Is he the black cat?
Yes, he is. Yeah. A youngster, really. He's 6 years old.
Okay,
lovely
yeah.
cat. Looking for his forever home. He's not mad on being in a cat pen either, so he's been in foster for part of that time.
Right, so would he be sort of a family one, or an older person's cat, do you think?
He could be a family one. He needs a quietish home,
I think.
Because he doesn't like the cattery so much. Some cats don't, you know.
You can't blame them, can you?
An ideal place for them, although we do the best we can for them. He's not a lap cat yet. But he loves to be with you. So, you know, a little bit of work to do, but that's part of the fun of bonding to your cat, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, so it's got to be somebody out there for him.
Absolutely.
Really. Next thing, and I know you've been talking about it, Kelvin, is bonfire night.
Today, that's today.
Although the fireworks have already been going off, of course.
There'll be some tonight and probably some the weekend, I would think.
There will, and we've been talking about it, haven't we, and how cats react, but some of them not so bothered, but some get very scared by
it.
They
do, yeah.
About 30% of cats actually get upset in some way about fireworks. They react in different ways. I'm sure we've all seen it when cats get scared. Dilated pupils.
Yeah.
Moving low to the ground, crouching, hiding away. But to you know, to people who they know their cats, they'll know this, won't they? So there's several points here, and I know you've been through them, Kelvin. But we'll just remind people, because it is the day today.
Absolutely.
Decent sized room away from the outside is good if you can do that. Keep your cat indoors after dark, obviously, or your cats. Close your curtains and blinds.
Yep.
Create a safe space, maybe a little box somewhere, nice cosy little blanket underneath. That will soak up some of the sound as well.
Cats do like a box.
They although my cat was late to that, I have to say, but she's getting there.
Generally, box down, getting it straight away. Yep,
I had to wean her onto it actually. Soothing music, not too loud because cats have got very sensitive ears. Pheromone plug-in.
Yes, I've heard of those ones.
So a bit late in the day, but I mean, you've still got time to go out and get one. Toys to distract them, and cat treats as well, of course. To treat them. Don't stand over them, but just keep an eye is the thing.
You're right. Some cats find it difficult. Most cats, I think, if they're upset by something, they'll go and find a safe place to hide in for a bit. If they're indoors, then that's fine, I think. If they're outdoors, you've got a bit of a problem, but if they're in for the night, then that's what you've got to do, basically. Yeah.
You do. So it's getting dark quite early now, so you know, don't miss it. It's probably, you need them in by about 4:30, I would say, today, thereabouts.
And also, if you're getting upset by the fireworks, the cat will sense that. So try not to get upset, and they'll follow.
That's true.
Some of the way.
We generally
pick up on that.
Watch the telly and don't pay any attention to the noise outside. Not that we get a lot round our way now anyway, because they don't have those many young people having fireworks displays. But, it's just try and keep calm yourself, I think.
That's it. Keep calm, because as we were talking about earlier, you know, cats do pick up on vibes.
They do.
So don't crowd your cat, but just create the environment for them, and I think they'll be
fine.
They
pick up on vibes you didn't even know you had.
Yeah, they do.
Well, that's amazing. They'd be a psychotherapist, couldn't they?
Yeah.
So what else have we got? What about, we're running up towards Christmas, aren't we?
Yes.
Mm. So we
don't
have...
Don't let your cats eat the tinsel.
Good point. Didn't think of that one, but yes.
Because it gets stuck, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. So at the Cat Centre, we have caroling with cats. So you can sing along with our... No, you don't sing along
with
our
cats. Are they joining in?
Well, I'll let you know about that, because if it is, it would be remarkable.
Yeah.
I don't think maybe they will. But we've got Here Comes Treble singing for us, of which at least one of them is one of our lovely volunteers. There are refreshments available, drinks, cakes and bakes, and they're always very good, I can tell you from experience. Our charity shop will be open.
Of course.
We will have Cats Protection calendars, diaries, Christmas cards and merchandise for sale.
And when will this
well.
Be?
That is going to be on the 1st of December at and the carols begin at 2 p.m. and the charity shop will be open from 1 p.m. So probably best to turn up round between 1 and 2.
Before we eat all the cakes.
Yeah. Yes. You can make your own Christmas stocking, your cat Christmas stocking as well.
Right.
And
you can see the cats.
You can see the cats. And we have Christmas hamper raffle tickets available.
Oh, right.
They'll be online.
What, and do you win a cat?
You don't win any cats. No, you can adopt a cat. So that
not
was
not a basket full of kittens.
Basket full. Oh no, no, we can't do that now. Those kind of things used to happen, didn't they?
They did.
So I think we had about 9 hampers last year, and it was very popular. The draw will be online. And finally, talking about Christmas hampers, what else have we got on that? You could win there's a star prize as well, which is a £50 voucher at the Duck restaurant.
Oh, right.
You can use.
Oh, yeah.
Plus the hamper, of course. And as I say, there are plenty of hampers. And that draw will be live on the 13th of December at 3 p.m.
Right.
So that'll be online. We'll be talking about that on our Facebook page. I'll give you the contact details. So find us on Facebook and Instagram. Our telephone number 03000 120 251. The website cats.org.uk/Isle of Wight. Just Google us, you'll find us. And as I say, on Facebook and Instagram. So lots coming up, lots of things to do.
Come and
see us and get yourself a hamper.
Okay.
Saturday afternoon is cakes. And cats.
1st of December, that's it.
Don't
Sunday,
tell
Kitty, it's a Sunday.
She'll be there
it's
with
a Sunday.
Cake.
Yep. And the 13th of December, the draw.
Yeah. It's actually about Christmas, because our new cat, Zay, who actually we got from the Cat Protection about 5 months ago.
Yes.
My dad, he's absolutely like, we don't know what he's going to be like, and we're just thinking about, because we get a real tree every year, we're not sure how he's going to like do it, or we're worried that he's going to destroy it. We're just thinking, what's the best thing to do to keep him away from a tree?
That's a good question, really. The first thing to do is to make sure the tree is properly anchored, because otherwise you're going to come down in the morning, you're going to find it on the floor with all your beautiful Christmas decorations there as well. I just think you just have to monitor the situation, really. But there's anything you put on the tree that you think might not be good for your cat, maybe some very, very small things, might be worth thinking about that and what you actually put on the tree. But it's an ongoing perennial problem, isn't it, with trees?
Yeah.
Fortunately, Pippa's ignored trees so far.
Yeah.
A good question.
It is a good question.
I also watch out at Christmas for the cat sneaking things it's not supposed to eat, like chunks of turkey or whatever you've cooked.
Chocolate
particularly is bad for cats.
That is a good point. Raisins as well.
So fruitcake, don't get a really Christmas cake or raisins or chocolate.
For all pets, really, particularly, I mean, I'm not here to talk about dogs, but dogs as well in particular,
yes.
You know, because they'll just keep going. So,
Generally, if you've got alcoholic drinks out, cats will just turn their nose up at them. Usually they don't like that at all. At least ours doesn't. It goes anywhere near it. It's away again.
Yeah.
He likes
the sound of the fizzing. He likes the sound of the fizz in a glass of beer, but once he gets close to it, he recoils from the smell.
Don't want that.
Wrong beer, obviously.
Yeah, clearly.
Obviously.
Yeah. Wrong kind of hops. So yeah, Mark's right. Make sure your tree's anchored properly. Don't put anything on it the cat might want to chew or swallow.
Yeah,
and keep foodstuffs off it.
Common sense, and Google is your friend here. Of course, have a look and see what.
If you have a problem, call up Mark.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's right. Yeah, I'll come around for Christmas dinner.
He would too.
Right. What are you saying?
Thank you, Mark.
My pleasure. Always a pleasure to be here.
And we'll know that we're doing a lot more stuff. Who's coming in? Are you coming in again next month? Somebody's coming in.
No, that'll be somebody else, and I'll let you know.
That'll be the December one. Lovely. Yeah. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you as well. Yes.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.